哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all brothers and sisters.
愿神祝福大家。
May the Lord bless everyone.
今天晚上跟大家谈分享的是生命的见证。
Tonight, I'd like to share with everyone the topic of the testimony of life.
不管我们在这个地球村里面活了多久
，No matter how long we live on Earth，
我们都有自己的一些经验。
We all have our own experiences.
有些经验回忆起来让我们觉得很高兴。
And some experiences give us very joyful memories.
但是有些经验却让我们在生命里面会造成一些伤害或痛苦。
But some experiences cause us pain in our lives.
但是有些经验是让我们得到一个教训，一个警戒。
But some experiences teach us and warn us.
所以人生的经历都不太一样。
So the experiences of life are quite different.
但是如果因为我们认识了这位救主耶稣基督
But if we get to know the Savior Lord Jesus,
然后我们在人生的经历里面对我们的生命会有一些体验
We will have some experiences in our lives as well.
其实在我们的生命的生活里头
Actually, in the life
有很多的事情需要我们去经历
In our lives, there are many things we must experience.
有些是会造就我们的
Some will edify us.
但是有一些是会影响，甚至是一种危机
But some will affect us and put us in danger.
那如何能够避开这样的危机
And how do we avoid these
让我们的生命得以存活
These dangerous moments so that we may live.
有时候是人的能力没有办法做到的
Sometimes it is not within the control of
man. 比如说心灵的不平安
For example, the lack of peace in our hearts.
或者是我们这个身心的疾病问题。
Or illnesses in our heart or in our body.
或者家里人之间的一种感情的问题。
Or troubles in our relationships in our family.
或者是工作上的一些问题。
Or troubles at work.
在有许多的问题会临到。
There are many problems that we must encounter.
一天不解决啊。
If we don't solve it.
慢慢的就会造成我们身心或生命的一种重担。
It will become a burden to us day by day.
但是如果我们认识了这位主耶稣
But if we get to know our Lord Jesus,
我们就有一种依靠。
We will have something to depend on.
甚至我们可以体验从他来的一种力量帮助。
And we can experience strength and help from him.
这个时候的感受就是一种在生命历程的见证。
And these feelings we receive will be the testimony of our lives.
但是要认识他的过程里面呢
But in the process of knowing him,
不是一开始就学会
It's not something we learn right away.
我们需要主耶稣的提拔
We need the help of our Lord Jesus.
需要他的引导
We need his guidance.
需要他的同行
We need his abidance.
甚至需要他来医治我们
And we need him to heal us.
如果我们能够感受到这样的恩典
If we can feel this type of grace,
我们跟他之间的关系会越来越亲密
We'll have a closer and closer relationship with the Lord
这是我们可以体验追求的
And this is something we can experience and pursue
如果你有那一份心
If we have that heart
而那一份心它的方向是一直指向耶稣基督的
And that the direction of that heart is
那你就会渐渐地走到他的生命里面
is toward ChristAnd with that, we will walk into his life.
体验在他里面的一种平安和恩惠
and experience the grace and peace within him.
我们就根据主耶稣的门徒，他们也在服侍主的圣工上面有这种经验。
The disciples of the Lord had these types of experiences in their servitude.
为什么主愿意跟他们同工
？And why was the Lord willing to work with them?
愿意在他们的服侍上能够显出一种。生命的神迹和恩典
And why was he willing to reveal miracles in their work?
一定有他们的作华和他们追求的一种方向
There must have been a direction or something they did
所以主愿意与他们同工
So that the Lord was willing to work with them
在人的生命服事上、啊、就显出有神的同在
And within a person's life and his work He will show the abidance of God.
请看《使徒行传》第三章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 3.
使徒行传第三章。
Acts chapter 3.
第三章的一节到十节。
Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 10.
那这一段经文里面呢、啊、
in this passage.
我们看到耶稣的门徒啊, 这个彼得、约翰,
we can see Jesus' disciples, Peter and John.
他们到圣殿里面去做祷告,
they went to the temple to pray.
正巧就在圣殿的一个门口叫做美门,
at the door of the temple, there was a gate called Beautiful.
看到有一个天生下来，他就是一个瘸腿。They
saw a man that was crippled from birth.
那他被人抬到放到美门的门口。And
he was carried by his friends to the gate.
他已经习惯他的人生是要人家帮助他。And
he was used to the fact that he needed people's help in his life.
这两个门徒啊。 跟他预早在这个门口的面前呢,
these two disciples met this crippled man at the gate.
两个门徒就定睛看他,
and the two disciples looked at him.
那个瘸腿的人就看他们这两个门徒,
and this lame man also gave them his attention.
他甚至指望想从他那边得到什么,
and he expected to receive something from them.
但彼得却告诉他金银我都没有,
but Peter said, gold, silver and gold I do not have.
然后就奉耶稣基督拿撒勒的人耶稣的名字叫他起来行走,
and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth he commanded the man to rise up and walk.
结果神与他们同工,
and the Lord was with him.
这个天生瘸腿的他就起来行走,
and this crippled man who was crippled from birth got up and walked.
这实在不简单,
this was very difficult.
用现代科技医学的这种进步啊, 你要叫天生瘸腿的人能够站起来走路不容易哦。
Even with advancement of modern technology or medicine, it's very difficult to have someone who's crippled from birth to stand up and walk.
但是我们在这里却看到神与他们同工,
but here we see the Lord working with them.
借着这个瘸腿的显出了一个神的生命见证,
and through this lame man he revealed a testimony of life.
这真是出于一个神的大神迹啊,
and this was a great miracle.
已经超出我们人类用正常的想法所做的事情啊,
and it was beyond the imagination of mankind.
对这个瘸腿来说,
for this lame man,
他能够经历这种恩典, 乃是主特别对他的开恩,
it was the grace of God to experience such a miracle.
对服侍主的两个门徒来说,
to the two disciples that served the Lord,
他们出于信心奉主的名行出了这样的神迹,
they performed such a miracle in the name of Jesus Christ with faith.
所以这个实在是一个很完美的一个恩典,
so this was a very perfect grace.
那我们要效法的是什么?
What should we learn from this?
从这一段经文里面,
from this passage,
我们就提出几个方法,
we'll point out certain points,
让我们也能够同享耶稣基督生命的见证,
some points so we can also share in the testimony of life in Christ, so that the Lord will be with us,
让神在我们无用的生命里面啊, 也能够兴起他的作为来,
so that the Lord may work in our useless life.
第一点,
the first point,
要有良好的祷告生活,
we have to have a good life of prayer.
我们来看那个第一节,
let's look at verse 1.
这里说伸出祷告的时候,
here it says at the hour of prayer, 这个, the ninth hour,
这个就是讲着下午三点的时候,
this refers to 3 p.m.
彼得约翰他们要上圣殿去做祷告,
Peter and John were about to go to the temple to pray.
我们看到当他们得到圣灵的时候, 他们也学会祷告,
we see that when they received the Holy Spirit, they also learned how to pray.
耶稣很用心教他们祷告,
the Lord taught them diligently how to pray.
彼得、约翰还有一个雅各, 主耶稣常常带在身边啊,
Peter, James, and John were those who followed Jesus closely.
他们是最多看到主耶稣行神迹的三个门徒啊,
they were the three disciples that saw Jesus perform miracles.
结果主耶稣准备受难的时候,
they saw most of the miracles.
带他们三个到克西马尼园祷告,
and when the Lord was about to be crucified, he brought these three disciples to Gethsemane. And that time, the three disciples still did not know how to pray. The Lord Jesus prayed three times, and three times they fell asleep.
但是得到了圣灵以后呢,
but after receiving the Holy Spirit,
刚强壮胆啊,
they became strong and courageous.
勇敢述说神的作为见证啊,
and they boldly preached and testified of the Lord's work.
所以很多众人就问我们要怎么样才能够得救得永生呢
And many people asked, how are we to be saved?
在二章的四十一节那个时候有三千人来受洗咯
In chapter 2, verse 41, 3,000 were baptized.
神大大的动工啊
The Lord moved greatly.
紧接着在第二章啊
And in chapter 2,
他们有了这种良好的祷告生活啊
After chapter 2, after they received this, established a good life of prayer.
所以神才有机会让他们在祷告的动作里面呢，能够为主做生命的见证。
God gave them the chance to have a beautiful testimony out of their prayer.
圣经里面呢
，In the Bible，
从旧约我们看神拣选的仆人或先知，一直到新约里面
，We can see from the Old Testament when the Lord called out prophets to the New Testament.
他们都有一个共同的特色
，To the New Testament workers, they all had something in common.
就是很会向天上的神祷告求问。
This was that they knew how to pray to God in heaven.
大大小小的事都会祷告求问神。
They prayed and asked the Lord of every big and small thing.
连耶稣在福音书里头啊
，Even in the four Gospels,
他非常重视祷告。
Jesus emphasized prayer.
他常常退到旷野、山上、海边去做祷告的。
He often retreated to the wilderness or the mountaintop or the ocean to pray.
如果非常重要的事
，If it was something very important,
他就彻夜祷告。
He would pray throughout the night.
他是神。
He was God.
从他口里说出的一切话都带有能力。
And everything that came from his mouth came with power.
但他还重视祷告。
But he emphasized prayer.
所以我们更应该效法，也要有重视祷告，有良好的祷告生活。
Therefore, we should learn from him and also emphasize prayer and have a good prayer life.
这一次我来到这里啊。
This time coming here.
哎，感谢主，我发现我们这里非常喜欢祷告。
Thank God, I realize that we love praying at this place.
非常重视祷告。
And this is something that we look.
难怪主的工作会陆陆续续兴旺。
We look greatly upon, and that's why the Lord is working with us.
这是一个要体验神生命见证的第一个方法。
This is the first way to experience the testimony of life.
因为在祷告中会体会神的心意。
Because in prayer we can understand God's will.
在祷告中，圣灵会帮助我们成就神美好的善工。
In prayer, the Holy Spirit will allow us and help us to complete the work of the Lord. The second point is.
怎么样体验神的同在生命的见证呢
？How do we experience the testimony of life?
就是要建立一个爱心的生活。
This is to have a life of love.
我们看第二节。
Look at verse.
这一个人天生下来是瘸腿的。
This was a man that was lame from his birth.
有些人也很有爱心哦。
There are a lot of people who had love.
天天把他从家里抬来，放在美门口的门前坐着。
And these people carried this man daily to the gate of the temple, which is called
beautiful. 这个动作发现，有人在行这个爱心的生活。
And this shows that people exercised love in their lives.
但是这只不过于是这种方式。
But this was all they could do.
让他可以在那边做什么呢
？So this man could go there and do what?
像很多来往在美门口面前的人呐、啊，求他们的帮助周济了。
So that he could ask for alms from the people who passed by the temple.
但是没办法改变他那个事实，就是天生瘸腿了。
But they could not change the fact that he was crippled from birth.
如果人生下来就面对这样的人生。
If a person is born and faces this type of life right away,
那是一个非常痛苦的，因为你被定下来，你的人生就这样。
It's something very bitter because your life is set.
他从来没有享受过自己可以走路，独自用双手来享受他想要得着的东西。
And he never enjoyed working with his two hands to and receiving what he worked for.
他必须要被人家抬到这个地方，才能够得到人家的施舍来这样生存呢。
He had to survive relying on other people carrying him to the gate and relying on alms given by others.
这种人的生命是很可怜的。
And this was a very pitiful life.
他都没有办法享受像正常人的那种生命的生活。
And he cannot enjoy life as a normal person.
是他愿意这样吗
？Did he willingly do this?
不是的。
No.
是在母亲的胎里面生出来就这样。
He was lame in his mother's womb, and that was how he was born.
所以有时候我们会对很多事情感觉到不满或不平啊。
So sometimes we will feel that things are unfair.
但是你看到有人比我们需要更关心的时候，你才发现我已经好的太多了。
But when you see someone more needy than ourselves, then we will feel how lucky we are.
那这里看到一般人的帮助，爱心的服侍非常有限。
Here we can see that most people are very limited in how much they can help.
结果彼得约翰到了门口的时候,
but when Peter and John came to the gate,
定睛地看他,
they fixed their eyes on him.
彼得就对他们说, 被对他说, 你看我们呢?
And Peter said, look at us.
那个人就留意看他们呢,
and that person gave them his attention,
指望要得着什么,
expecting to receive something from them.
因为他的平常生活就是这样了嘛。
Because that was what his normal life was like. That was what his life was based on the alms of others.
如果我们的生命里面有一些事情也是天生注定要这样的时候，我们是不是会有很多的不平啊？
If there are things that are set and we cannot change in our lives, would not we feel, wouldn't we feel just as imbalanced?
为什么别人没碰到我偏偏碰到嘞？ 别人没一找啊，我一找啊。
Because you would think, how come this is happening to me and not other people?
那个时候你的心态就有很多种的想法。Then
you will have many thoughts in your head.
我们这里看到这一个人他指望什么。Here
we see that this person is wishing
for something. 在这种情况下的指望,
under this circumstance, what was he hoping for?
对人跟对神的那种期盼是不同的。
Our expectations of men and God are different.
对，我们看一下诗篇123篇。Let's
turn to Psalm 123.
第一节。Verse 1 and 2. 123篇。Psalm 123. 1节到2节。Verse 1 and 2. 第一节，坐在天上的主啊，我向你举目看哪、啊，仆人的眼睛怎样望主人的手，使你的眼睛怎样望祖母的手，我们的眼睛也怎样望耶和望神我们的神，直到他怜悯我们。在这里告诉我们。Here
it tells us.
这是往这个耶路撒冷城的路途上的一种诗歌。
This was a psalm on the way to Jerusalem.
朝圣的路途上的诗歌,
on their way to worship.
在作者在写的时候,
on their pilgrimage.
他说神啊, 天上的神啊, 我向你举目。
And the author writes, unto you I lift my
这是一种仰望,
eyes. This was looking up to the Lord.
指望着神能够有什么样的一种赏赐怜悯。
He was yearning for God to give some type of relief.
那同样的，我们看这一个天生瘸腿的人。
And the same way we look at this crippled man.
彼得特别跟他说：“你看我们。”
Peter told him especially to look at him.
他就很留意的在指望，看他们要对他做什么。
And this person gave them his attention and hoping that they would give him something.
我们为什么说要行一个爱心的生活呢？
Why do we say we must live a life of love?
在这里，彼得要他看他们。Here,
Peter told this man to look at them.
彼得他们又用心也看他。And
Peter also fixed his eyes on this man.
这种看不是一般的那种看法。This
was not a normal glance.
更不是一种藐视对方的看法。And
this was not a look that belittled.
我们来看这个。 约翰福音19章
Let's turn to John 19.
约翰福音的19章
John 19.
19章的 请看26节27节
John chapter 19 verse 26 and 27.
这个是记载耶稣钉在十字架上。
This records when how Jesus was crucified to the cross.
他看到他的母亲和母亲的姐妹，还有其他的妇女在十字架下。
When he was nailed on the cross, he saw his mother and their women beneath the cross.
那26节啊。
And in verse 26.
他最担忧的一件事,
the one thing he worried about the
就是他肉身的母亲要交给谁。
Was who he should hand his his earthly mother.
这里26节, 耶稣看见他母亲,
in verse 26, Jesus saw his mother.
他也看见约翰福音一直在讲的那一个主所爱的门徒,
and he also mentioned the beloved disciple that was mentioned in John.
然后对他母亲这样说,
and he said to the and he said to his mother,
母亲啊, 看你的儿子,
woman, behold your son.
然后又对那个主所爱的门徒说,
and then he said to the disciple,
看你的母亲,
behold your mother.
这么重要的事, 耶稣不交给他的兄弟姐妹,
Jesus did not place such an important
而是把他母亲交给他所爱的那一个门徒,
to his physical brothers and his biological brothers and sisters.
然后这个主所爱的门徒就把耶稣的母亲啊, 接到自己家里去住,
instead he gave this responsibility to his disciple.
我们就看到28节, 这事以后, 耶稣就说成了,
and the disciple took the mother to his own home. And in verse 28节, and in 28, he after this was accomplished, he said,
是讲这件事啊,
this was finished.
30节那个是他所有一切工作的成了又不同了,
and in verse 30, this finished, this refers to every his work and everything else.
那这里讲用看啊, 看你的母亲, 看你的儿子啊,
here he uses the words behold your son and behold your mother.
那是不要从内心里面去看呢,
you have to view or behold from the from the depth of your heart and take this mother into your own home.
最好的方式就是用真诚的爱心来看,
and the best way to view things with the eyes of your heart is to view things with truth.
这种看, 这种接待, 才能够成就神在里面同工的一种见证,
this type of beholding or viewing is required for God's work to be done.
为什么我们说使徒行传第三章, 彼得看这个瘸腿的, 瘸腿看彼得中间的那个, 看的用意就跟 主耶稣交代那个他母亲跟他所爱的门徒那个看是一样的这种见证啊。
Why do we say that the looking that occurred in Acts chapter 3 when Peter was looking?
因为以下我们要谈的第三点就是主同工的见证了,
that this looking was the same as the looking on the beholding of the cross.
用爱来看来拯救帮助对方,
this was the same because they used love to view one another to save one another.
需要心爱心的生活就在这里,
so this is the key of living a life of love.
约翰福音里面记载得很清楚,
in the book of John it records very clearly,
耶稣用爱进到这世界,
the Lord came to this earth through love.
最后他死而复活显现的时候,
later when he died and resurrected and appeared again,
对彼得和那些门徒这样说,
he said to Peter and the other disciples,
你要喂养我的羊啊,
feed my sheep.
这是一个很重要的工作使命啊,
this is an important command.
但是他要讲到这个的时候,
but when he said this,
他连续问三次, 你爱我吗?
He asked three times, do you love me?
耶稣用爱进到这世界,
Jesus came to this world through love,
而且也拣选这些门徒,
and chose these disciples,
付托使命,
he gave them a commission,
让他们也罪得赦免, 成为神的工人, 神的儿女,
so that their sins could be forgiven and they could be workers and
children of God. 所以耶稣强调一个信息,
so the book of John emphasizes a message,
用什么来跟随主?
It tells us what we should use to follow the Lord.
就是要用爱来跟随主,
and those three questions tell us that we must use love to follow Christ.
我们就可以了解这个使徒他们在做圣工也是用爱来看待需要帮助的人呢,
and we can see that the disciples also used love to view people when they did their sacred work.
所以神与他们同工显出生命的见证,
therefore the Lord performed the Lord worked with them, so they had beautiful testimonies in their lives. Let's look at the third point, which refers to verse 6 and 7 when Peter bore testimony. Peter said, silver and gold I do not have.
一般的世人就是把他抬来, 甚至送给他东西, 这样好像就已经不错了。
Most people, it were considered okay or good if they brought the cripple or gave them money.
但是对他的生命没有改变,
but this cripple's life had not been changed. He still could not walk.
他还是不能享受正常人的生活.
He still could not enjoy the life of a normal person.
怎么说这样的事情对他是一个生命的缺陷?
And no matter how you put it, this was something he lacked in his daily life.
彼得在见证耶稣的时候,
But when Peter testified of the Lord,
他不是从物质的条件进去见证耶稣的,
he did not start testifying from the point of view of material goods.
这些我都没有, 金银我没有,
he said, silver and gold I do not have.
我只有把我认识的耶稣基督见证给你啊。
All I have to give you is the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ that I know. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he commanded the man to walk.
所以第三点,
so the third reason why the Lord was with
them
was that they faithfully preached Jesus Christ.
这个很重要,
this is very important.
家里人,
when we have the opportunity, we will persuade those we love or our family members, or share the gospel with our family and friends. We have to faithfully preach Lord Jesus Christ. We should not worry about human, we should not use human relationships or material incentives. If we offer these things, then they, people will have the wrong motive to come before the Lord. They will not feel a change in their lives. Their faith will not be true. But when we faithfully preach Christ, the person's motive will be pure. And from the truth, they will get to know Christ. And from prayer, they will experience the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And with this, the Lord will work. So that a person will have a pure faith to pursue the Lord. We see that Peter had this concept. Actually, he was greatly influenced by the Lord Jesus.
这里第七节这里说,
in verse 7, he said,
奉耶稣基督的名叫他起来行走,
or verse 6, it says, to rise in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
这个是一种信心来仰望主的带领啊。
This was a type of faith that looked upon the Lord's guidance.
第七节就拉着这个瘸腿的右手,
and in verse 7, he took him by the right hand,
扶他起来,
lifted him up,
马上当场就得到医治,
and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength.
哎呀,这不得了耶,
this was a miracle.
相当让人震撼的一件神迹啊,
this was a miracle that shook everyone up.
哎,我们看到彼得很真诚地效法主,忠心传讲主耶稣。
We see that Peter faithfully preached.
我们来看马可福音的第一章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章。
Mark chapter 1.
第一章的29节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 29.
到31节。
To 31.
29节，他们一出会堂，同着雅各、约翰进了西门和安德烈的家。西门的岳母正害热病躺着，就有人告诉耶稣。 耶稣近前拉着他的手扶他起来，热就退了，他就服侍他们。在这里，当耶稣在加百农啊，聚会教训人完以后，Here
when after Jesus preached in Capernaum from verse 29 to 31,
一出会堂啊
，when he left the synagogue，
他就跟着雅各、约翰呐，还有西门、安德烈这四个门徒，就到那个西门耶的。 去看西门的岳母啊,
he went to Simon's house with Simon, Andrew, James, and John to see Simon's mother-in-law.
那主耶稣怎么知道他岳母生病呢?
How did the Lord know that Simon's mother-in-law was sick? Someone had told Jesus.
所以肯定不是彼得本身告诉耶稣。
So we can be sure that Peter did not tell Jesus himself.
如果你注意看那个马可福音，这个有人就成为他一个神学的特色。有人呢？ Some people.
If we study the book of Mark, we will see that the use of the term some people is something very special about this book.
彼得不知道耶稣会去探望他的岳母耶。
Simon did not know that Jesus was to
visit his mother-in-law. 在他来讲是主耶稣主动去关怀的。
So from his point of view, the Lord proactively went to care for her. If we look at verse 31,
耶稣到他岳母跟前哦,
Jesus came to the mother-in-law.
30节说他是躺着，他有热病哦。
Here it says that in 30 that she was sick with a fever.
你看那个追溯的动作。
But let us see
Jesus' action.
He took her hand by the hand
然后扶她起来,
and lifted her up.
马上病就退了,
and immediately the fever left her.
而且立刻就服侍主耶稣跟的那些门徒啊,
and she served them right away.
别人的感受不知道怎么样,
I wonder how other people
她的岳母的感受是, 我的病得到主耶稣的医治。
But this mother-in-law felt that she was healed by the Lord.
但是里面打从心里真正感动的是彼得。
But the person who was touched the most was Peter.
耶稣主动关怀耶。
The Lord actively cared.
所以耶稣关怀的动作他学得最像。
That is why he learned the most from this action of Christ.
我们再回过来看那个使徒行传三章七节。
If we look back to Acts chapter 3,
他学得像不像。
Can we see the similarities of what he learned? He held the hand of the lame.
然后扶他起来,
lifted him up.
神迹就这样发生了,
and the miracle happened.
忠心传讲主耶稣基督,
because he faithfully preached the Lord Jesus.
然后又效法主的样式到底,
and he imitated Christ.
这样哪有神不同工的理由啊?
There was no reason for the Lord to not work with him.
哎, 感谢主,
so thank God.
配得神的同工啊,
he was worthy of the Lord's abiding.
第四点啊,
fourth point is,
我们看那个八节, 使徒行传三章八节到十节,
let's look at verse 8 to 10 of Acts chapter 3.
这里啊, 那个瘸腿的人啊,
here it describes
他,
the lame man.
他好了, 跳起来, 站起来, 又行走。
This lame man, once lame man, leapt up, stood, walked,
然后同这两个门徒就进了圣殿,
and he entered the temple with
走着跳着赞美神,
he was walking, leaping, and praising
你看九节,
God.
百姓都看见他行走赞美神,
and verse 9 says, all the people saw him walking and praising 第十节, God.
大家都认得他就是那个平常就坐在门口那边要求人帮助的那个人呢,
and verse 10 they all knew that it was the person who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple.
我们在这里看到,
here we can see
他归荣耀给神,
he gave glory to God.
众人也归荣耀给神,
and all people gave glory to God.
其实在这里最难得的就是主耶稣的门徒了,
and at this moment the most memorable was of the disciples of Christ.
那个两个门徒知道这个是主的神迹哦,
these two disciples knew that this was a miracle from God.
但是人在欢呼赞美的时候,
but when people are praising and giving glory,
众人看到的是彼得行神迹,
everyone saw Peter give perform the miracle.
所以看待彼得就认为他好像是神这边来的人呢,
and they viewed Peter as a person who came from God.
众人就很容易把荣耀归给这个行神迹的人呢,
and it would have been very easy for people to give the glory to the person who
performed
the miracle. Let's look at verse 12.
这里彼得看见就对众百姓说,
so when Peter saw it, he responded to the people.
你们不要把这个事当作稀奇啊,
why do you marvel at this?
为什么这样看我们呢?
Or why look so intently at us?
难道是我们凭着自己的能力和虔诚让这个人起来行走吗?
As though by our own power or godliness, we had made this man walk.
哇, 我们有时候不留意会这样,
sometimes when we are not careful,
哇,
主耶稣垂听我们祷告了, now that the Lord has listened to
哎呀,
our prayer,
主耶稣同工了,
now that the Lord is with us,
很容易挂在嘴边说, 哎, 你看, 我很努力祷告, 你看, 哎, 我很虔诚, 哎, 你看, 你看, 我灵修很好, 所以神同工了, 我们很容易犯这个毛病了。
It's very easy for us to make the mistake of saying, oh, look at me, that I prayed enough, and the Lord is with me.
当你这样感觉或称赞的时候,
when we praise in this manner or when we
你是在炫耀自己,
we are glorifying ourselves.
如果不是主愿意, 我们又能怎样呢?
If the Lord is not willing, what can we do?
所以两个门徒非常了解自己的使徒的身份和工作,
so these two disciples understood their role as apostles.
我们看十五节,
we look at verse 15.
彼得在这里做见证说,
Here Peter testified.
你们杀了那个生命的主,
he killed the Prince of Life.
神却叫他从死里复活,
whom God raised from the dead, he's referring to Jesus.
然后最后彼得说,
and at the end, Peter said, of which we are witnesses.
16节说,
in verse 16, he says, because we believe in the name of the Lord Jesus.
And his,
it is by his name, through faith in his name, that has made this man strong, whom you see and know.
And
these were truly disciples that knew how to give glory to God. If we can be this cautious every time, the Lord will work with a person such as this. And this is a continuation of the Lord's work. So in the book of Colossians,
it says this.
We must use wisdom to guide a person to God.
是不是这样做, 神非常的认定哦, 他也看得很清楚哦。
And whether or not this was done, the Lord... whether or not this is done, the Lord sees very clearly. So from these four points, we can see that these disciples were worthy of the Lord's abidance.
这么大的生命的见证在他们的道路上面呢, 能够来, 用来做服事主啊。
So that they could have such a beautiful and great testimony in their lives of serving God.
有一个传道人啊,
there was a pastor
他到一个地方负担教会,
who went to a church to take care of it, went to a place
传道在交接的时候啊, 前面的传道都会说, 哪一个人不错, 对教会有帮助, 诶, 可以好好的多多同工。
And when the pastors are rotated, the previous pastor will always tell the new pastor which people are very beneficial or helpful.
会有很多的交接,
and there are many, there's a lot of information that's passed down.
其中有一个就是, 前面的传道就说, 哎, 这个负责人很好, 哎。
And one time a former pastor told the new pastor that this board member
非常热心啊,
is very good. They're very fervent.
但是很可惜,
but unfortunately,
他患癌症,
he has cancer.
住在大医院里面,
he now has cancer and is staying in a hospital.
听说没有希望了,
and there is probably no hope.
他的肝跟肾已经烂了,
because his liver and his kidneys had rotted.
所以医生要叫他回去, 大概只有几天的时间了,
and the doctors told him that he had a few days 连水, left and wanted him to go
水也不能喝,
home. He wasn't even able to take water.
医生开会是没有办法叫他们回家了,
the doctors had a meeting and decided that there was nothing they could do and told him to go home.
后来那个传道就到那个地方了，新的传道就到了。
Later, the new pastor arrived.
然后特别到他的家去看。
And visited this brother.
十几个家里人都在操场，有的哭，有的忧愁啊。
There were 10 some people of the family. Some were worried, some were crying.
要等死嘛。
They were waiting for death.
很难过啊，家里人离开啊。
And they were very sad to see their family member go. Because who can control something like that?
后来那个传道就问,那你们的爸爸,你的先生呢?
And the pastor asked these people, where's your father and your husband?
他说在客厅,
and they said he was in the living room.
一到客厅就看到都在等死的那种设备。
And when he went to the living room, he saw all the equipment or everything ready for him to die.
铺一个草席,
there was a grass mat
让他躺在那边睡,
for him to lay there and sleep.
然后有一些丧礼准备用的东西就在那个地方了。
And they had already prepared all the funeral goods.
这个传道看到那位负责人啊,
and when the pastor saw this board member,
就低下来啊, 在他旁边讲话,
he bent down and spoke into his ear.
然后告诉他是某某传道, 等一下要为你祷告。
He declared himself as such and such a pastor, and
肚子好大,
he was going to pray for him.
双手双脚都变细了,
and for this member, his stomach was bloated while his arms and legs were very thin.
又很臭,
and he smelled.
当传道跟他讲的时候，他流眼泪，眼睛睁不开，但是他流眼泪。
When the pastor was speaking to him, he could not open his eyes, but tears came out.
后来那个传道看到他想讲话。
And then the pastor felt that he wanted to speak.
他又不能讲话,
but he could not speak.
但是他嘴巴张开,
but the member's mouth was open and he
传道就低头下来,
it was as though he was trying to speak, so the pastor bent down and put his ear next to the member's mouth.
他那个气一出来，真的好臭哦，因为里面有的东西已经烂了，味道很难闻啊。
And his breath really smelled of a strong stench because his organs had already corroded.
那个传道很忍耐啊。
But the pastor was very patient.
不敢把鼻子这样蒙着这样去听都不敢了。
He was even afraid to pinch his nose when he went down to listen.
很多人都怕这个死的倒霉运会到自己哪里敢接近呢?
Because many people are afraid of having the fortune of death come close to them.
这个传道他把耳朵接近要贴近他嘴巴的时候,
but when this pastor put his ear next to this member's mouth,
听到他的气声，听了好感动。
He heard what he said and was very touched.
他已经要快死了。
He was about to die.
他讲什么?
What did he say?
如果我还活着，我要用我的生命力来服侍主。 如果还有机会的时候。
This person said, if I'm able to live, I will use my life to serve God.
传道听到感动，只差眼泪没掉啊。
This pastor was so moved that he was about to cry.
剩下一口气就要死了。
He had one more breath before he was
about to die. 在这个节骨眼，他还立志，如果还给他机会，我要为主活嘞。
But at this critical moment, he had the determination to live for God if given the chance.
我们这些健康的人呢？
What about us who are healthy?
安排自己的娱乐活动。
We have all types of entertainment planned for ourselves.
然后安排自己的享受追求。
And we plan for our pursuit, our pursuit of fun.
在最健康、最有智慧、体力最好的时候，立了什么志？
What kind of determinations have we made when we are the most healthy and well?
那个传道听了，他一辈子永远忘不了。要死的那一秒，都还在立志要为主活，真的找不到第二个人了。
And the pastor never forgot this because this person with his last breath was still determined to live for Christ.
所以有时候会觉得健康的人实在很不如这样的人呢。
Sometimes we feel that those who are healthy are not even as worthy as people like that.
神给你那么好的机会，健康或者可以，那你又做了什么？
God has given us the opportunity of being healthy, but what
have we done? 对神的回应是什么？
What has been our response to the Lord?
你根本就不认识主这个真正的生命呢。
We don't even recognize Lord, the Lord, and this life.
我那个传道的感动受不了，就赶快就说啊，祷告吧。
And this pastor was so moved that he said we should pray.
家里人全部都进来。
So all the family members
came in,
and they prayed in the name of the Lord Jesus.
真的还有这样的人呢。
There is still a person like that.
如果你把主的生命看得很重，你会轻易的让这层关系去破坏吗？
If you view the Lord as very important, then would you allow this person to go?
绝对不敢的。
You would not interfere with their relationship with the Lord in their life.
不但不敢，还要想办法建立的更好啊。
And you would try to establish an even stronger relationship.
大家很用心祷告。
Everyone prayed very diligently.
哭的哭啊。
Some cried.
这个很难受嘛，就看到家里人准备在你面前断气，那个很难受。
Because it was very painful to see one of your loved ones about to die.
虽然这个传道很感动。
Although this pastor was very moved.
但是他这样看，凭他的一般的经验，就是大概准备就要走吧。
But from his experience, this person was about to die.
至少为他做一个最后的祷告吧。
But at least he could make a final prayer.
奉主的名就按手在这个人的头上。 他是躺着的。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, he laid his hand on this sick man who was lying down.
哇，感谢主耶，真的非常奇妙耶。
And thank God, it was very miraculous.
一按手啊，他这个人就开始手脚乱踢了，就。
And as soon as his hand was laid on the sick man, the man's arms and legs began to move up and down.
但是这个传道就他的想法是想说啊，一般人要死稍微回光返照啊，动一下，等一下就都不动了嘛。
And what the pastor was thinking was, most people before they die, they suddenly get a resurgence of energy, and in a while he will stop moving.
但是就在这个时候就不同了，祷告就不同了。
But at this moment, the prayer changed.
那十几个人的祷告啊，变得很大声啊。
The 10-some people who were praying, their prayer, their sound of prayer became very loud, and the Holy Spirit filled them.
原来在祷告中啊。
And during this prayer,
大家对神的那种依靠很强。
Everyone's dependence on the Lord was very strong.
紧接着，令人吓一跳的是什么？
And what was surprising came
afterwards. 不能出声音的这个人啊，没有想到他出声音了。
This person who could not speak made a sound.
灵言特别的流利啊。
And he prayed
in the Spirit. 比其他的十几个人的声音都还大。
And he prayed in tongue, and the sound was louder than even all the other people combined.
祷告完了，他的声音也停住了。
And after the prayer.His voice also stopped.
大家就开始讲，哇，刚刚祷告啊，看到天上的荣光照下来。
And people started saying that when they prayed, they saw a heavenly light come down.
看到主耶稣。
They saw the Lord Jesus.
看到天使一起祷告。
They saw the angels praying along with them.
就在大家正在讲的时候啊。
And when they were talking about this,
那个生病、那个根本不能动的那个人爬起来了。
The person who was sick and who could not move stood up.
哇，他家里人一看了，哭得更大声了。
And when the family member saw, they cried even louder.
我们常常有这种经验，有的人要死掉，突然起来讲几句话，讲完他等一下，又就真的走了。
And we have lots of experiences where people who are about to die sit up, speak a few words, and then they die.
他不但站起来。
But that person not only stood up.
连那个传道这样看也是。怎么会这样啊？
And even the pastor looked in disbelief.
不但站起来，他还讲话。
He not only stood up, but he spoke.
感谢主的帮助。
He said, "Thank the Lord's help."
他看到荣光。
That he saw a glorious light.
从荣光里面有主耶稣的手伸出去。
And in this light, the Lord Jesus' hand.
然后在他的肚子上面按摩。
And massaged his stomach.
经过的地方好热啊。
And all the places he touched was very
warm. 但是全部按摩完了以后啊，那个重担就掉下来了。
But after he massaged the stomach, all the burdens were lifted.
没有痛楚了呢。
There was no more pain.
就这样站起来呢。
And he stood up.
为了怕有后遗症，所以故意在那个传道在那边跟他们聊天一两个小时，看到都好好的没事。
And the pastor was afraid that something would happen, so he deliberately stayed there for an hour or two, but nothing happened, so he went home.
因为病了好几个月。
Because this person was sick for several months.
后来隔天呢，他就跟他太太啊去园里面工作看一看。
园里
面。他的园里面呢。
Oh, and then the next day he went with his wife into the fields and tried to see.
他的亲戚很多人就来了。
And many of his relatives
到他家里看了
and went to his house.
找不到那个要死掉的人啊。
They could not find the dying man.
因为早就联络了，那个棺材也准备要送了。
Because they had already contacted the undertakers and the coffin was on its way.
大家很关心啊。
And everyone was very concerned.
带很多那个丧礼要用的东西啊。
They bought a lot of funeral goods.
就问他的孩子啊。
They asked the man's son, children.
你们爸爸呢？
Where's your father?
爸爸去工作了。
And they said, oh, dad went to work.
怎么可能？
How was this possible?
不是说要死掉吗？
Wasn't he supposed to die?
是啊，是快死掉啊。
Yeah, he was supposed to die.
但是昨天祷告的时候，主耶稣医治了。
But yesterday when we prayed, the Lord healed him.
是那个亲戚朋友在哭，为什么没有死掉，害得我们来这里啊，浪费我们时间。
And then now was the relatives turned to cry. They cried, oh, why did he not die? He wasted our time. Why did he cheat us?
人没有死掉，他不高兴，反而是哭啊，为什么骗我们没有死啊？
And now that the person was alive, they were upset and said that they
lied
to them. And through this incident,
对家里能够经验生命的见证，大家都很大的帮助。
This was the whole family was able to experience the
testimony of life. 对那个负责人，他体验，他后来啊，跟着传道主家布道，做什么很认真，也不怕苦难。
And because of this experience, this board member was very diligent in his work, and he accompanied the pastor to all types of visitations and work. But the one who was most edified was this pastor.
奉主的名，凭着信心，神就在中间里面了。
With the name of Lord Jesus Christ and with faith, the Lord was working.
大家都经历生命的见证。
And everyone experienced the testimony of life.
所以那个传道在心里面这样告诉他自己
And the pastor told himself,
要用尽最多的心力和无用的生命全部投入在主的服事工作上面
that he would use his greatest might and also his heart in service of the Lord.
后来这个负责人跟那个传道主教布道很多人来受洗啊，主耶稣同工很多见证
And later this pastor, this board member visited many places and preached to manyand brought them
所以我们看到刚刚所提出的这四点。
So we see the four points that we mentioned.
我们存心来这样做的时候。
If we do these things wholeheartedly.
第一要有良好的祷告生活。
The first is to have a good life of
prayer. 第二个要有行爱心的生命生活。
And the second is to live out love in our lives.
第一个要忠心传讲耶稣基督。
And then we must preach faith.
第四个要真正的诚实的在神面前归荣耀给神。
And the fourth was to earnestly give glory to God.
我们就能够从神那里体验生命的见证。
We do these things, we will be able to experience the testimony of life
from the Lord. 这是一个千真万确的一个见证。
And this is a true testimony.
最近这几年啊，这种见证还蛮多的啊。
There are quite a few testimonies such as this in the past that occurred in the past few years.
虽然在使徒行传体验，其实在我们的教会很多。
And so these experiences recorded in the book of Acts are prevalent in our church.
用这样的生命的见证跟大家分享。
So that's why I'd like to share this testimony of life with everyone.
我们一起来唱诗468首。
Let us sing a concluding hymn 468.